Sophia, pages 366 to 368. Book 4, The Book of Birth and Quest. Canto 2, The Growth of the Flame. Thus lighting earth around her like a sun, yet in her inmost sky an orb aloof, a distance severed her from those most close, puissant, apart, her soul as the gods live, as yet unlinked with a broad human scene, in a small circle of young, eager hearts, her being's early school and closed domain, apprentice in the business of earth life. She schooled her heavenly strain to bear its touch, content in her little garden of the gods, as blooms a flower in an unvisited place. Earth nursed, unconscious still, the inhabiting flame, yet something deeply stirred and dimly new. There was a movement and a passionate call, a rainbow dream, a hope of golden change. Some secret wing of expectation beat, a growing sense of something new and rare and beautiful stole across the heart of time. Then a faint whisper of her touched the soil, breathed like a hidden need the soul divines. The eye of the great world discovered her, and wonder lifted up its bardic voice, a key to a light still kept in being's cave, the sunward of an ancient mystery's sense. Her name ran murmuring on the lips of men, exalted and sweet like an inspired verse struck from the epic lyre of rumor's winds, or sung like a chanted thought by the poet Fame. But like a sacred symbol's was that cult, admired, unsought, intangible to the grasp. Her beauty and flaming strength were seen afar, like lightning playing with the fallen day, a glory unapproachably divine. No equal heart came close to join her heart, no transient earthly love assailed her calm, no hero passion had the strength to seize, no eyes demanded her replying eyes. A power within her awed the imperfect flesh, the self-protecting genius in our clay divined the goddess in the woman's shape, and drew back from a touch beyond its kind, the earth nature bound in sense life's narrow make. The hearts of men are amorous of clay kin, and bear not spirits lone and high who bring fire intimations from the deathless plains, too vast for souls not born to mate with heaven. Whoever is too great must lonely live. Adored he walks in mighty solitude. Vain is his labor to create his kind. His only comrade is the strength within. Thus was it for a while with Savitri. All worshipped marvelingly. None dared to claim. Her mind sat high, pouring its golden beams. Her heart was a crowded temple of delight, a single lamp lit in perfection's house, a bright, pure image in a priestless shrine. Midst those encircling lives her spirit dwelt, a part in herself until her hour of fate.